Welcome back to SEN Afternoons. Julian DeStoop with you. We kicked off the show with a chat with Giants star Callum Ward. Now we're going to pop across town and speak to one of the stars of the Sydney Swans in Luke Parker. Had a fantastic season from an individual standpoint in 2020. And Luke's been good enough to join us on the line. Luke, thanks for your time.
Hey, Julian. How you going, mate?
Good, thank you. Now, we spoke to Cal earlier and he said he'd been on the track. It's a pretty hot day in Sydney. Have you been on the track today as well?
Yeah, we're about 9 o'clock, so yeah, it was cooking out there. I think tomorrow's going to be even hotter. So, but no, we're going well. It's good fun, so into the footy stuff, which is nice.
Just before we look ahead to 2021, obviously 5 wins on paper doesn't look great, but I think a lot of people in footy thought there was a lot of positives to come out of some of the things the Swans did, particularly with some of the key players you missed through injury last year as well. When you sat back and looked back on 2020, how did you analyse the year?
I think it's obviously disappointing. I think there's nothing better than getting a win on the weekend. But look, for us, it wasn't meant to be last year. But we thought there was a lot of games there were moments either the third or fourth quarter that were in, and there was a chance to win that game. And we sat down and looked at those games and thought if we could get the mindset right in those moments of games, then hopefully we can put a few more W's on the board. So, look, it was a heap of positives to take out of it. We managed to have a lot of young guys get a lot more games under their belt. Unfortunately, we had a few injuries to some main players, but it also gives opportunities for the young boys to take their game to another level and put a bit more pressure on themselves.
Yeah, you mentioned the injuries there, Luke, and obviously no games from Buddy Franklin and only half a dozen games from Isaac Heaney. How are they going over this summer?
Yeah, good. I think Bud basically last year was just trying to rebuild his body from complete scratch in the weights room, and he's up and running now, so I think he's running at full pace and hopefully joining in the next couple of weeks. And Heaney is probably similar. I think he's done a little bit more ball work than Bud, but I think in the next week or so he'll be back into training, which is a good sign to have those that experience and those characters kind of leading the way around the club.
How's the coach going? Turned 50 at the end of last year. Was there any special celebrations for the boys for Horse's 50th?
Wasn't too many celebrations. He's still refusing to shave his head, so he's definitely looking 50. the top of his head is. But no, he's going well. He's got a few new coaches on board, and Don Pike, obviously been in the senior coach's shoes before. It's been a really good sounding board, I think, for Horse, and coming in with a few new ideas, and someone who can now just, instead of focusing on the other things that full-time coaches have to, you can just focus on the footy side. So it's great for the combination that we've got now.
As John, I mean, obviously, you for years and years there, the Swans from, 2012 onwards up to like 17, 18, you were contending. And now you've got a much, you've got a younger group. Has his philosophies changed much? Has he changed much given the group is so different?
Oh, I think they've had to. And obviously, it takes time. Like even myself as a player, you expect to play finals and expect that the new players will just get it and show up and be ready to go. But I think we've probably reflected a little bit in the last couple of years, and you've got to kind of take a little step back and reteach the fundamentals at times. And the Horse has been great in that. And you can see the enjoyment that he's getting out of the improvement of these young players and the group kind of coming through. So I think it's been a really big lift, especially this year in the pre-season, just the weight off his shoulders to enjoy what he does and keep improving.
He had a good draft hand this year, and particularly a couple of really exciting players, Errol Goulden and Braden Campbell, coming through from your academy. What have you made of the draftees so far?
Yeah, they've been really good. And a few of those boys I can see being ready-made players. I think Errol and Braden have been around the club for the last probably year or 2 years, getting a little bit of a taste in the reserves. And they're really quality kids. They know their stuff. They're obsessed with football, which is great. They're both pretty silky smooth. As most young guys, they're about 70 kilo dripping wet, but they got footy heads on them. And then we got Logan, Logan as well, who's a big forward, and he's really exciting. He's confident in what he can do, and hopefully he can show what he's made of this year.
Yeah, Logan McDonald, certainly an exciting player for the Swans. As you mentioned, there were some really good performances from your younger players last year. only his second year, of course, but it was an interesting year for Nick Blakey. We saw a bit of more time for him in the midfield. I mean, he's such a flexible player. Where do you think eventually that Nick will settle down?
Yeah, I think he is a flexible player that can go probably forward mid. I think we want to try use his speed and skill out of the mid a bit more. So he probably is that, not the pure insider, but that kind of receiver, either wing or the speed inside. So he's great around the ball and really clean once he gets it. So I think the more we can get a bit more experience in there, which he did last year, it should be great for him. And we know that we've got a fair few midfielders, so if he has to go forward, then he can obviously get dangerous down there as well.
It's been the Swans co-captain Luke Parker. As an experienced player now, Luke, how happy? I mean, footy is a bit of a war of attrition, and obviously, you know, the quarters were cut short last year, and we had less games as well. As a more experienced player, are you delighted the fact that touch wood, we're back to a full season in terms of matches, and quarters are back to their normal length?
Yeah, I think it'll be great. Look, I love playing footy, and he felt at times that games probably went a bit quick and slipped away from you. But look, back to normal, it'll be great. Hopefully. We get the all clear to get a few fans at the SCG, so that'll even make it better.
Now, the list of free agents came out today, and your name is on it, out of contract this year. Now, for all the Swans fans out there, you're just exploring free agency at the moment, or you're going to put pen to paper on a new deal?
Oh, man, that was the first time I saw it. I didn't even realise, so I haven't even thought about it. I've just been running around the footy field at the moment, mate. So, we'll obviously have some conversations with the club and hopefully we get something sorted out. But wasn't really reading too much into it until that photo came out today.
Well, another five-year contract, surely, Luke. You signed a five-year last time and you haven't slowed down.
Just do the Lance Franklin and go to the 10. Why not?
Yeah, why not? You're not slowing down anytime soon, are you?
I'm trying not to.
And just we've spoken a bit about it, but, I mean, every team goes into a year hoping to play finals and aiming to play finals. What's realistic for the Swans this year?
Oh, I think we just really want to be competitive, and as we said, if we can turn the win loss ratio wasn't great last year, but if we can turn those few patches in games and patches in quarters around, then you start to tick off a few winnable games, that then you're right in contention for finals. So for us, we're just as confident as any year to be up there contending. We want to get our main boys out in the park again. That'd be great, but. Look, we think we've got a great group who can compete each week, and that's all we're going to ask for.
With Buddy back and hopefully Sam Reed having a better run this year with injury, will we see, as we saw late in the year, and he did it really well, will we see Tom McCartan play key defence again, do you think?
Yeah, I think he's been training down there a little bit more. So, yeah, as we said, Reedy's having a full pre-season this year at the moment, so touch wood, he's all good. But I think that'll be great if you can get Reedy and Bud really fit and firing, and Tommy's he's shown himself to be a really good one-on-one defender against some quality opposition last year. So he's been training there a bit more, and obviously if we need him to pinch hit down forward, then he can have a crack down there. But I think he'll probably be down back a fair bit more.
And just finally, as a teammate, and obviously he's a player that the club was desperate to keep, how disappointed were you that you lost Alir during the trade period?
Oh, look, it's always disappointing to lose someone that's been around the club for a long time, and he's such a big personality, and we loved him. The boys loved him around the club, and at the end of the day, that's football. We don't hold grudges, and he saw an opportunity, and he took it. So at the end of the day, everyone will remain mates, and best of luck to him. But we've seen what his best is, and it's always disappointing to lose a quality footballer, but as we said, it's another opportunity for some boys to stand up.
And by the sound of it, the pre-season competition, there's a good chance it'll be scrapped back to just one match instead of two. Is that a big deal for the players?
We're probably starting match play as of next week against each other, I think. And there'll probably be maybe another scratch match set up potentially against us and Giants. So we'll probably get two games under our belt, which I think is always enough to get ready for round one.
Yeah, I think a lot of players would agree with that. Luke, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to seeing some crowds back up there at the SCG. It's always a great atmosphere. Let's hope that is the case in 2021. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Great to chat to Sydney Swans co-captain Luke Parker. And the Swans have a new Flexi membership this year to cater for every situation. So have you joined the club? If not, visit membership.sydneyswans.com.au for more details. We'll take another break and be back to wrap up on SEN Afternoons.
Miss your favourite show? Want to catch